Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by Author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network. I am so happy to be here with you and given the opportunity to run my mouth with you for a little while and just talk about some things. Guys, you know, there are things that are happening all over the world, and we just have to give some reflection to what's going on in our lives and the direction that our world is taking. And we have to learn to appreciate the part we play in the world that we're in. You know, so often people say, you know, what goes on in another man's house is none of your business. But a lot of things that go on in other people's houses and in other people's businesses, in other people's schools and other people's lives have an overall impact of the moral values that exist in our society. And we have to recognize what impacts us, impacts, you know, when we talk about no man is an island, no man lives unto himself, when we talk about, you know, as another man, another, you know, am I my brother's keeper, all these things lend themselves to what it is that we bring to the table as a community, as a village of people, as a city, as it is a state, and as a country, and as a world. We have to recognize that our lives are intertwined, and what happens in one person's life does impact what happens in another person's life. And we cannot be totally disconnected to each other and to the point where we can just say, hey, what he do in his house is his business. What he does in his relationship is his business. And we have to own the fact that we have to collectively decide what kind of world we want to live in and what kind of existence are we going to have and what kind of things are we going to tolerate. And a lot of times we're not always making those decisions in a way that we should. I wrote something that I want to read I think it has a lot to do with what I want to discuss today. And I hope that there's enough of you out there that we can have this discussion, because I've only selected one topic today. And I just hope that topic is enough to take us through the hour, because I think it's something that we really need to talk about. Because our world is taking a turn in a lot of different moral ways, and we have to decide what part we're going to play in the direction our world is going in. So I want to just read this to you, and then I'm going to go into what the topic is. Wrong can't become right by trimming the ends and crying to the goodness of those who want to love no matter what the cost. I'm going to read that again. Wrong cannot become right by trimming the ends and crying to the goodness of those who want to love no matter the cost. That which is wrong has to be seen in its true natural state, without being draped in the deception of tolerance. True love is found in honesty. Change can't be demanded just because doing right does not have the will to stand. Ugliness should not be painted across the face of those who are true believers. The fact remains sketched in the universal rules of law, unchangeable by the majority rule. There will always be a final word that does not change by the direction of the wind or with the sadness of one's internal spirit. And what I mean by that, you know, we all are making these decisions about what is wrong and what is right. And for believers, we have been given a book that tells us what's wrong and what's right. And just because you feel sorry for somebody's situation, just because you think all people need to do whatever makes them happy, that's not the final word. And just because you feel some guilt and some remorse and you don't want to fight for what's right, that's not going to change what's right. And at some point in time, we have to decide that we're going to stand for what is right, or we're going to constantly be bombarded by people's ills and by people's spirit, which can go take them in any direction. I was watching a minister the other day, and he said, what you keep in your eyes and in your ears is what your heart starts to believe. And so when people don't have a willingness to keep good things in their eyes or keep good moral standards or belief in their eyes, then they go astray. Today we're going to talk about a man who decided to post on social media his need and desire for him and for his wife and his mistress to get along. He requested that his mistress and his wife learn to get along because he's a hardworking man and he deserves the right to have the desires of his heart. And his desires, the desire of his heart is to have both of these women in his life at his whim. So he posted this. Now, first and foremost, posting something of that personal nature is so disrespectful to both these women who you put their names to it. And it has gotten national attention. So it's no longer just on his posting. It is now, if you Google man ask his wife and mistress to get along, there are several different articles written about it. So you've taken something that is of a personal nature and put it at large amongst everyone. And I think that is his desire for attention, because it's not enough that he might be able to get these two women to agree to this. He needs the world to know that he's gotten them to agree to it or to participate in it. And some people would say, well, hey, that's none of our business, and we don't have no reason to say nothing about it, and it is what it is. But the fact is we want our society to go into the direction where marriage is to the point where these lacks of commitment exist. It's going to take a detrimental toll on all marriages, because even if you have a man and a woman who want to be committed to each other, they're going to be afraid that one or the other of them don't have the will or the ability to be committed. So the behaviors of others and their lack of commitment does have an impact on other people. And we have to recognize that we need to decide as believers and as those who participate in the world around us, what kind of society we're going to live in. And sometimes it has nothing to do with laws. You don't have, we're not talking about writing a law that addresses the situation. We're talking about moral and believers taking a stand so that we let people know and recognize what kind of world we want to live in and what it is that we believe is acceptable and unacceptable behavior. Because we have to be able to teach our children, both our boys and girls, because we can't allow them to think that that behavior is acceptable, because then somebody will come in their lives who want to live their lives in the same way, and they have to accept it. So I want to know what it is you think about this and how much we should be willing to stand up and have our voices heard related to what should be other people's private business, but they put it into the light by posting it on social media. 2730, can you give me your opinion and what you think? Are you out there? Give me your name and where you're calling from. And what do you think about this? A man posts on social media that he wants his wife and mistress to get along because he thinks he's a hard-working man and he deserves to have his cake and eat it too.
Yes, this is Audrey from Lakeland, and I definitely have problems with that. Of course, everyone has the right to their own opinion. That's true. However, when we talk about marriage vows, I really like the fact that when you summarized the topic for the day, that you went on to say the act of committing adultery, because it's not like giving a person a pass just because they're hard workers or whatever to violate or disregard the vow. So I don't know how his wife responded, but no, that's not part of what the sacrament and what the marriage vow are about.
And what the idea is, so often that society starts to say that we don't have a place. You know what I mean? So often people say, it's none of your business. And I just believe that there are a lot of things that go on behind other people's closed doors that we may not have a law against it, and we may not need to teach against it to them. But certainly we need to stand up in our pulpits and in our social world and where we have influence to let people know what is proper and improper, because you don't want to get to the point where your community is a cesspool of immorality. We have an obligation to make life worth living, not only for ourselves, but for the children we're going to bring into the world, for the long-term existence of our society. We got another number out there. Let's see if they want to chime in. 1958. Will you give us your name and where you're calling from? 1958.
Good afternoon, James. This is Kathy. And, hey, first we got to think about, are these swingers? Because, you know, there are a group of people that do allow this type of situation to happen. So where are these people's heads mentally, you know? Is it?
Well, it looked like the women were unaware that he was going to post this on social media because, again, when I looked it up and researched it, we never saw where the women chimed in. So it looks like he just on his own decided he wanted to post it. But a bigger picture for me, Kathy, is us as believers and us as moral people, how do we control the morality of our society, or at least have a say or take a stand in what's going on in our society? You know, a lot of people say it's not our business, but I think immorality is our business, because we don't want it to impact us to the point where we're just overwhelmed.
Yeah, and we don't know if these people are believers or not, because I don't think a true believer would post something like that on his Facebook page.
But you do realize that we do have that in, you know, some, there are people who are being quiet about it, but who do participate in adultery in our churches.
Yes, we do. But again, a believer, there's a difference. I believe that a believer, someone that truly says that they are a believer, would not do anything like that, because they've, first of all, searched the scripture, and they know that anything beyond what the word of God is saying, that they would not be doing. So to say that they have a mistress is not something that a believer, someone that truly has a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, would not even think something like that, let alone post it on their Facebook page.
And one of the things that I have a daughter, and I want to listen, I'm not a Steve Harvey, and I'm not claiming I know all there is to know about human and men behavior, but I can just say to you that no man who truly loves the woman in his life want to bring a lot of anguish to her existence. And there's no way that you can be away from home and your woman be at home knowing where you are in terms of being with another woman. That won't bring anguish to her spirit. And so we have to just, as men are out here requesting that their wives be willing to accept. Audrey, are you still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
I remember you had a little saying about what you accept becomes your norm. Is that what was that? Is that the way I recount that statement?
You're almost there. What we tolerate becomes our standard. If we tolerate a certain thing, if we allow a certain thing, then that becomes the standard, and that's what people will deliver. If we expect more, we'll receive more. If we expect less, then, of course, a person will give us less.
So in your thought process, do you think the world in general has a responsibility to take a stance and share what the moral beliefs are of a nation, or should society have moral standards that they want to impose on each other?
Well, of course, we all are adults, and we have the right to choose how we behave, but there is an opportunity for us to reward and recognize the behaviors in which we want represented, whether that's in our community, our societies, and even in our families. So when you can look back, at least for myself, when I can look back and see a couple who have been married for, you know, number of years and still demonstrate love for each other, that's the model in which we should recognize and, you know, set as an example in what we want to achieve and accomplish. And, you know, we have to think about a wedding being more than just as an event. It is truly a ceremony, yes, but that is really just the beginning of a life, and, you know, all the planning that goes into the wedding day. Do people really plan and invest in their marriage being, you know, lasting? And when we think about scripture, you know, 1 Corinthians and the 13th chapter is always used as it relates to love, and it says love never fails. Well, if it's true love, I don't think the husband or the spouse, because it could go both ways as far as being unfaithful and committing adultery, but I don't believe a husband demonstrating love if indeed they're going outside the marriage. Therefore, it has failed. And in essence, then, that wasn't really what the love of love is all about.
But one of the things I want to question about the fact that when a man is willing to ask his spouse or significant other to engage in this kind of behavior, what responsibility does society or the people around him have to interjecting what it is that they might think? And I'm just saying to you that we have to at some point demand that our young women and young men know their value so that they just don't willy-nilly accept foolishness from one another. Because you're right, it doesn't, when we talk about unfaithfulness, it just doesn't have to be a man that's unfaithful. It can be a woman that's unfaithful. But to just because you love someone should not allow you or give allow you to give yourself leeway to let them go about their way when you know how it impacts you as a person.
Yeah, and then that's when we have true friends too, because no one is an island, and we're not on this land as individuals only. You know, that's when true friends call us out for misbehaving and what's not right, you know. That's the piece that comes into the accountability, if you would, of what our society is expecting. Now, even if a person tell you right or wrong, friend, best of friends, and you know the intention of the heart, it's still that individual person's choice to make that decision. But like I say, if you really encounter the hurt and the pain that you're causing to your spouse or your significant other, I mean, really, do you really want to do that? And the consequences that goes along with that, because in essence, what you lose is very, if indeed it's possible at all to recapture, and I'm an opponent that you really can't recapture it again. It's just like if you go on a vacation. And, I mean, that first vacation, oh, man, what a wonderful experience. Oh, we're going to come back and do that again. But you can never repeat that first vacation. You can, you know, make plans and do something different or even do the same thing. That first experience, it won't be duplicated. So, again, I just go to say that we are all brothers and sisters keepers, and it's up to us to bring to each other awareness of the choices that we're making and the consequences that goes along with them, because I think it's a very selfish person that it's all about them, whether it's male or female, and not truly taking into accountability the pain, the hurt, the disrespect that you would be causing your partner by that choice. And even, like I said, the willingness to even ask, is that something that we should consider? But that's my opinion.
Well, let me just say this again, because let me reinstate it for those who may not have heard it initially. But on Facebook, we have a man who is asking his wife and his mistress to get along because he thinks he's a hardworking man and he deserves to have the desires of his heart. So here he's asking them to indulge his need to have both of these women in his life at the same time and be able to share the time that he has with them. Understanding we only have 24 hours in a day, and so any time that you spend with one person, you're neglecting the needs of another. And my thought process is, what do the general public have to say about these kind of behaviors? He brought it to social media. What kind of stance should we have in social media so that we recognize, we are able to say that this is unacceptable behavior. If his woman and his mistress is unable to say it because they want to participate in it, does that mean that we as a society should not have anything to say? Again, are we our brother's keeper? Kathy, 1958, chime in on this. I mean, the Bible tells us, you know, we are our brother's keeper. No man is an island. As a society, as a functioning body of society, should we stand up against immoral behavior?
Yeah, I mean, we can stand up from a distance, meaning we can voice our opinion, but we can't go to this man and tell him, hey, you're not supposed to do that. We can't personally do that, but as the other caller was talking about, if it's your friend, if it's someone in your family, then you can go to that person and say, hey, something is not right here, so maybe we need to revisit this, or you need to revisit what you just said. Or was he putting it up there just to get attention? Or, you know, what's really going on in his household? Because as a wife, I know that my husband would not be my husband anymore if he brought something out like that me and a mistress need to get along. So it would just be him and his mistress from that day forth, because that would be it for me, you know?
And that would be my expectation. I mean, the fact that he would just put it out there on social media means it's gone beyond us having a discussion about it, because he wants everybody who knows us to know that he brought that to the table.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get attention.
Yeah, that's incredible. 8701, give us your name and where you're calling from, and what are your thoughts on kind of behavior being displayed on social media?
Hi, James. This is Sky from Atlanta, Georgia. I agree with the previous caller. If that was me, there wouldn't be a marriage. You know, I'm not down for a mistress or anything like that. I believe that our society is crumbling in our moral arena. Everyone is copycatting each other instead of making people responsible for their actions. But a lot of times, you know, our people do not have great examples. You know, maybe their father did the same thing. Maybe their father was a Rolling Stone. You know, maybe their mom, you know, dated a married man. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like we do have to take responsibility for our younger generations as far as our kids and things and show them great examples of healthy, solid marriages and relationships.
But one of the things, Sky, that's so important, and that's what our kids and my boys and our young girls and our sisters and our aunts and our uncles, we have an obligation to assist those that we love in living their lives in a way that they won't be damaged and destroyed by allowing immoral behavior in. And we can't be laughing at these behaviors and thinking that they don't have an impact. I can just share with you that I lived a life where there was so much restrictions in my home, and my mom brought her religious values and morals to the table in such a way that I felt like, you know, everywhere I turned, there was a rule. And I lived, I had a real close friend of mine who could take girls into his house and go in his bedroom, and his mom wouldn't say anything, and they could stay in there hours and hours and nothing be said. And now as an adult at 56, I had a daughter at the age of 16, but I only had one daughter so I only have one child. But I thank God my mom instilled those morals in me, because that young man who's my closest friend has 10 children. by about six or seven different women. And he just, and so a lot of times, you know, at the time we're being governed by rules, we don't see the benefit of those rules in the long-term effect on immoral behavior that happens when you just live outside the universal rules of law. So we have, I believe as a society, we have an obligation to stand up where we can so that there are people who won't feel the long-term effect of those kind of behaviors. What do you think about that, Audrey?
I'm in agreement. And just want to bring to our attention, I forgot which person said it, but again, if we're close enough to the person, we can, you know, bring it to the attention and trying to understand and know really what's the root cause. But this person, whether they were trying to do it for attention or truly believe it, they felt comfortable posting this without any problems. And again, as we talk about it, you know, that person is seeking a response from a spouse and a mistress based on what his needs is. So it's all about him, and that's the selfish piece of it. On Facebook and on YouTube is a minister, Raphael Spiller, S-P-I-L-L-E-R, and he was just recently speaking on the topic of not staying in a relationship when it's obvious that it does not love you. And I think your fundamental question at first was, is it okay to stay with a person if indeed you know that they're being unfaithful, but yet on the other hand there's so many other positive components that they bring to the table. And, you know, everyone has what they consider a breaking point, and, you know, if indeed they want to live with not being fulfilled completely only because of the fact that they feel that they may lose financial support or not enough confidence to, you know, reside and live in their own right. But it was interesting that he had spoke on that topic from a minister perspective. And then for you to have this topic today, surely something that's impacting our community and our society as a whole. And if we let this go without, again, supporting proper behavior, we'll find ourselves in a situation in which we are similar with the political race that's going on now. You know, so many things that's being said hurtful that you would never consider 10 years ago from presidential candidates. But yet it's being allowed without any true actions being taken against it to demonstrate that we're not going to tolerate it. So we are tolerating it. So each time something different comes up that we don't like, it has to come our standard. So, yeah, I agree with the other callers. At that point, he would be making a choice that, you know, his real preference is not to have two. But in essence, he needs to make the decision that he needs to go on to be with the mistress and enjoy his life if that's what he, you know, feels is right for him.
Well, we're going to take a short break and have a few commercials, and then we're going to come back and continue our discussion. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I am Princess Cooper with the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with host James Deshay right here every Saturday at 8 p.m. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Well, we're back just talking about, you know, the moral values of our society and where, you know, what kind of things are we going to allow or tolerate in our marriage or in our social relationships. And again, we have a young man who went on social media and asked his wife and his mistress to get along because he thought he deserved to have them both. And I said, and I'm not sure if I fully explained, again, I'm not Steve Harvey, and I'm not going to attempt to think that I got all the answers when it comes to men. But I'm going to share something with you as a man, is that we are willing to accept the rules or be governed by the rules that the women we love in our lives will give to us. And so a lot of times when we're those touchy-feely kind of men, and we look to women to give us insight into how they want to be treated, because there's some things that we might be leaning toward that will be governed by the standards that women take. And so women have to be real careful about being too lenient with what their requirements are. And they need to hold men accountable if they want to be in a monogamous relationship with that man. And so I'm saying to you that if you are willing to accept a man having multiple women in his life when you're just a girlfriend, he's going to want to bring that in your relationship once he becomes married as well, because that is something that you has suggested is okay. And a lot of times you can avoid him bringing foolishness to you when you take a stand on the small things. He'll know that he can't bring anything big because you didn't let him bring anything small. So the fact that you don't appreciate and don't accept him coming into the house after 9 o'clock, he ain't going to try to come in the house after 1 o'clock. You know, and so we have to just be honest about what it is. I have a daughter, and I don't want to have to be, I can't be the man that controls what goes on in her household. So I have to instill in her or share with her the need to have some standards related to how she's going to be treated. Also, if I had a son, I'd want him to be a moral and upstanding young man. And I wouldn't want him to think it was okay to just run from one woman to the next or have multiple women involved in his marriage, because I know that the long-term effect to that is destruction. The universal rules of life don't allow us to treat people unfairly. And if we believe we can live with being selfish and treating people in a fashion that is inappropriate and think our lives are going to be okay, then we got another thing coming. Sky, are you still there? 8701,
yes.
Are you still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, Scott, when I talk about the universe, and sometimes I just think people know what I mean, but I live by this code that's called the universal rules of law, and a lot of these universal rules go simultaneous with what is in the word. But don't you think people get – what is your stance on that? Do you think there's some kind of punishment for people who live their lives outside of moral values?
Ask that question again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you believe that there is some kind of punishment for those people who live their lives outside of moral values?
Oh, yes. They're going to have to answer to that. There's karma. I believe in karma. So you know, that what comes around goes around, you know, and I'm a true believer of that. So I don't know.
And it's interesting that you use that word, too, karma, because a person can agree to be abused, but that's not going to be the one, that's not going to be necessarily the one that's going to give you your punishment. You know, sometimes
yep.
we abuse people and we think, okay, well, as long as they're going for it, that's okay, but that's not the person who's going to punish you. It's going to come back another way that you may not even realize why it came to you that way. And karma and the universal rules of life, for me, go hand in hand along with the scriptures that are in the Bible, because I'm a Christian person.
Yes.
And I'm not, and I use the universal rules of law and karma to give me guidance.
And I wanted to say one thing, what the caller was saying. You know, well, what you were saying, I think if women will stop letting it happen, this wouldn't be going on. If all women on all sides would stop, you know, wouldn't allow this stuff, if men wouldn't be able to get over it, wouldn't be able to even come our way doing anything like that. So I believe our women, we just need to really stand up for ourselves and speak up and not be afraid that if we don't do this, then we're not going to get a man, or we're not going to have a man love us because we're not going along with their program. We have to build our self-esteem to the point where we're queens and that they have to conform to us. We're so powerful that we don't even know our own power.
And that's so very true, because I'm just telling you that the way men are guided, and the way that we're connected or built, it is just we're going to behave in a fashion that women dictate to us is the correct fashion, and especially if we truly love that woman. No man who truly loves his woman would ask her to allow another woman into their lives. And so when a man asks you something that is just totally ridiculous, you ought to let him know, I don't even need to answer that question for you. You understand? By not even tolerating the question is giving him the answer that he needs.
Yep. Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. So there's just a lot of women that will step, because a lot of times women stay in these type of situations due to financial reasons, because their livelihood is a good life as far as financially, with material things and things like that. You know, a lot of them are afraid to step out on their own and walk away from stuff like that. It's just a lot, you know. But we as women, we really need to take a stand and stand up for ourselves and not be afraid to say, no, I'm not having it.
And you're so right. Guy, what is the subject of your show today?
It is dealing with sports, youth sports, and
okay.
The politics of it all, daddy ball, you know, parents, you know, cliques, and, you know, are these coaches out there for the best of the, you know, kids, for their, you know, for the betterment of their success, you know.
And what is the live call-in number so my audience can call in if they see fit?
It is 347, hold on, I don't know, before 865. Oh, hold on. I was cooking. Sorry. 347-855-8867.
All right. those of you wish, Sky will be coming up next. So please give her the opportunity to share her show with you as well. Listen, guys, I just want to say to you, I brought this to the table because I think it's important that we all find a way to stand up for the moral values of in our country, and that we are our brother's keeper. And sometimes, as being our brother's keeper, we have to be willing and prepared to stand up and let people know what it is that we believe in. And we so often need to not be afraid to overstep our bounds, or don't see their personal line as a line that we shouldn't cross, especially when they bring it to the public arena. If you bring something to the public arena and I think it's immoral, I'm going to tell you it's immoral. And I'm going to suggest to whoever is in your life that they need to find a way to get out, because you cannot allow immorality to take hold to our world in a fashion that we live in a cesspool of garbage. So it's important that we recognize that we have an obligation not only to those people in our family, but to those people who cross our path, that we be willing to stand up for right and also be willing to tell them when they're wrong, because they may not have anyone else in their lives that are willing to let them know that. So I just want to say to you guys again, starting on that we're here for you to have a voice, and we want to make our audience and ourselves strong enough that we're willing to stand up for right and stand up to voice our opinions. It's about having strong, committed opinions that are going to make the world a better place, and I'm a firm believer in that. Again, I want you all to visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay, jamestdeshay.com. Visit my website. Let me know what it is you think about it. Also, we're looking at going 7 days a week, and I really need your support. I need your willingness to call in and let us have the kind of discussions that are not only going to help each other, but help the world around us. We want to have the type of impact in our society that let people know that we're going to stand up. You know, it's always been said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we want our ladies to be strong. We want them to be committed to moral values. We want our men to be committed to moral values and not allow evil thoughts to find a way into their hearts and destroy their homes. So I'm just saying to you guys out there, let's be watchful and mindful that we do play a role in the lives of others, and that we should not be just keeping our mouths closed because that's the easy thing to do. Sometime in life, when you're called to the table or called at one of those moments, you have to be willing to do the hard thing. And the hard thing is sometimes to speak up and let people know that you're not going to give them a pass on doing evil when you know it'll destroy them in the long run. This is James Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And I just want to thank my callers for assisting me in having a great show. Take care, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshay. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, Email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.